Middle East peace talks are to resume today. Negotiations, which began last week, were interrupted when the body of a Jewish settler reported missing on the Gaza Strip was found early yesterday. The killing resulted in an immediate closure of the Gaza Strip, roads blocked, borders closed, and the Gaza airport shut down. NPR's Sarah Chase reports from Jerusalem.
Jewish neighbors of the murdered man went on a rampage yesterday. They burned greenhouses and damaged fields and cars belonging to nearby Palestinians and shot at the windows of their houses. Israeli police arrested two men in connection with the vandalism. Israeli authorities responded to the killing by clamping back down on the Gaza Strip, shutting down the airport and closing borders with Egypt as well as Israel. Even the crossing point for merchandise, which has allowed a trickle of goods in and out of Gaza, was sealed. Israeli companies send piecework into Gaza to take advantage of cheap Palestinian labor. But now the materials cannot get through, so not only are Palestinians unable to reach jobs in Israel, but those who work at home in Gaza for Israeli companies are also unemployed. After 3 months of almost total blockade like this, with just a slight lifting of the measures last week, Ali Badouan, head of planning for the Palestinian Authority's industry ministry, is deeply disillusioned.
We are not a country. We are an Israeli prison here in Gaza Strip. It's all sieged. It's just a big cage for the Palestinians.
The sentiment is widely shared. Human rights officials say the measures imposed since the violence began last September are the harshest since Israeli independence. They point to the internal roadblocks, which divide the 35-mile-long strip into three pieces. Many residents now cannot reach a hospital. Israeli officials say the measures are a necessary security response to events like Sunday's murder. Many Palestinians consider them collective punishment. But Najah Ibrahim, whose cousin normally works in an Israeli bakery, believes they're a negotiating ploy. She says, they want to distract us so that instead of asking for Jerusalem, we spend our time asking them to lift these sanctions, to open this road here, that road there. That's what their strategy is. Negotiations were suspended yesterday amid the renewed violence, which included shooting incidents on the West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak said the settlers' murder was a terrible blow for the peace process. But according to Palestinian sources, an unannounced meeting did take place yesterday between a member of the Palestinian negotiating team and the Israeli foreign minister to prepare for today's resumption of talks. No one makes any pretense anymore that a settlement can be forged before President Clinton leaves office Saturday or even before Israeli elections on February 6th. The current aim of the discussions seems to be to reach a mutually agreed description of where the process is at the moment. That is, to draw up a list of accepted points and points of contention. Israel is expected to show the Palestinians maps outlining potential exchanges of territory. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Jerusalem.